wouldn't even say it's anything missing.
I wouldn't even, yeah, there's not, it's just different styles. And I think for this group, maybe this is a good style that we might need because we're so young. You know, sometimes when you have an older team, they don't need as much of a grinding style, but we're a young group. You know, we're a lot, the average age of this team is one of the youngest in the league. So I think maybe just sometimes that's the kind of style you might need to get the most out of the players, to kind of snap them back into, a regular season mode. And it's not to say that Richie's training camps weren't hard, because I've been a part of those too, and those were tough. But it's amazing. I've had five coaches in my career, and they're all different, but they're all tough. And I think it's just, this one is just talked about a lot more because he emphasizes a lot more. I think he's been talking about it for 4 months now. But I think we're looking forward to just getting better and having a great start.
I think you went through the list of players and the talent on this team. Is there any reason that this team should be 27th?
No.
Does it sometimes feel like there's a cloud? There's something in Columbus in the water.
No.
Just some reason it can't happen here or hasn't happened here.
No, I just think, honestly, I think that I think we're a young franchise, personally. I mean, I got here and things were really bad when I got here. I remember it was coming off a really tough season, everything with the Carter and the situation and all that. So when I showed up, it was just, I wanted to be kind of part of the change here. And I really do feel like the group that we have, the guys that were brought in, have been a big part of the change here. And I do think there's a big change in the mentality. But I also think it's a young franchise that hasn't been used to much winning. So anytime there's some sort of adversity, it's almost like a here we go again attitude. We got to break that cycle. And I think that's where Torts has come in and said, well, we're going to be the hardest working people, so there's no excuses there. And then, you have other mindsets, and Yarmo and JD and the guys they brought in and the mindset they have. And, I think they're just trying to break that mold. I think that's unfortunate what happens with a young franchise when all you've had is, unfortunately, not enough success. But for us, we're trying to break through that. And I feel like we're really close. In a way, there's a silver lining to the season to make us realize that this is not acceptable anymore. There is no, there's a lot of people that are counting on us to be better, and we need to do the same. But you could tell in that room, there's not one guy that's happy about this season, and I think that's going to really help us break that mold that I talked about coming in next season.
Nobody feels the frustration quite like the players. It's your team.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are putting the time in. But that said, can you sense or get a feel for what the fans in Columbus have been through for 15 years?
Because I was, the optimism of last season, how excited they were, and it's like anything, you get your hopes up, and when they get crashed down, it's hard on anyone, hard on us. I mean, we were just as excited as everyone else. So for this season, it's the season that really never got underway, as far as I'm concerned. We're frustrated for the fans. I mean, they've been supporting us. I mean, the crowd, and even against Chicago, we finally shut them up and our fans took over. And, just to hear them in a game that really didn't mean much, just to hear them and how excited they were, and a big win like that, and our fan appreciation. And our fans are outstanding, and they deserve us to be really good winners in this league. And that's something that we're trying to bring.
Is there anything besides winning that will change that for the fans? I mean, they've heard messages. They've heard different things for years.
That's why, as much as I'm sitting here talking, talk is cheap, right? We need to start winning. And that's the only way that you're going to change anyone's attitude. Chicago Blackhawks are a good example. They were a laughingstock when I first came, just before I came in the league. I think the AHL team drew more fans than the Chicago Blackhawks. And now you can't get a seat. You can't get anywhere in that building. It's all because of winning. And so that's something that has to happen here. And I think we have the people in place to do it.
You say you have to avoid distractions as a captain. What were the things that were distracting you?
I think just so many things that this year that you take on. And it's probably my own fault, not really anything other than just, there's more responsibilities, but it's in a good way. I mean, it's things that I think you have to sort through and file through. And, I think I got caught up with, especially just the 0-8 start and never experiencing that before in my career. And then the personal struggles, and you just kind of got to get back to what really matters and being the player that you can be. And I think once you have that focus, then all the other stuff kind of falls off. And then it really is amazing how, how much clearer you see things. And when you have that focus, your leadership kind of shines through that. So that's just something that you learn. I mean, I'm a young captain, first time, and I'm not making excuses. I know I have to be better. And I was really disappointed in my season, but I know I will be. And I have full confidence in that going into next season, that I'm going to be the leader that I know I can be and have been, and just do it more consistently.
You talk about how Torts was discussing the training camp for the past 4 months. How do you feel that you guys as an organization handled that balancing act of you got to get better this season, and yet you did. You were keeping one eye on next year, right? How do you
for
feel
sure.
like you guys balanced that?
Oh, we did well. I mean, our job is to go out and win hockey games, so there's no distraction when it comes to him talking about that or any really thought. No one was looking towards next year already. I mean, that's for sure. We had a job to do, and we were still trying to make the playoffs, even with the situation we were in. But, you know, as the games went on, it was starting to become a little more bleak. And but, you know, one thing that you can say about our team is we're a hardworking group. You know, that's something that helps carry us through these kind of moments. And but we're a team that has a lot of pride and a lot of character. And you know, you saw that in the way we finished the season. But now it's time to make sure that the finishing of the season is in June, not in April.
Yeah, you'll go through an next interview, and they'll tell you what they want from you. Is there anything you can give a message to coaches and management that from the players as the captain? This is what we think.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll come up in discussion. I mean, I haven't really thought about that. It's usually kind of comes up in discussion as you're talking things out. You know, it's I don't go in there with an agenda because I don't think there is one really. You know, I think for us it's just going in there talking out the year. I'm sure we'll go from game one to game 82 and figure out what happened, and you know, I'll just go from there. But I think mostly I'm just you know, gonna listen, try to work through it together. But ultimately they're the ones that make the decisions, and I'm gonna just make sure I support whatever they do. And but it's been a real good relationship already with those guys. That, you know, I've had great dialogue with, you know, Torts, with JD and Yarmo, and we're all just trying to figure this out together.
What are your plans for the summer?
I'm going to go to Worlds starting in May, and then I'm going to miss my family for 3 weeks, but I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm going to head back to Sudbury for a little bit, and I'll probably be in and out to try and keep an eye on these guys, make sure they're training hard, getting ready to run and work. So I'll be in and out a little bit in the summer, but mostly up in Sudbury with my family.
Marcus is getting married, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was best man, so I got to figure out a real good speech here to totally ruin his life. Like he had a pretty good speech against me, and when he was my best man at my wedding. So yeah, so it was 100% against him, and so I had 5 years now in the making to get them back. So I've been writing notes down over the past 5 years.
You've been doing a lot of research.
Oh, 100%. Yes. Yeah. That's right. Good. Thanks, guys.
Awesome.